risk of mum and dad won't cover. But at what cost? A survey out today says a third of those helping support their children had put their own finances under pressure. So today we're discussing what help you can afford to give and why you're doing it. And financial agreements can soon turn to disagreements if you're not careful. How do you get it right? Are there lessons from lending to loved ones you've learned from and want to share with others? The number to call now is 03 700 100 444. Moneybox Live is on just after 3 and lines are open now. That number again, 03 700 100 444.
Thank you, Ruth. Now, on Radio 4, we begin a new series with Tom Hollander, Shan Gibson and students from a school in Portsmouth where it was recorded. Deer Park Academy, a rebranded failing school, is working hard to turn itself around and inspire its students. But inspiration can be dangerous.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
You're to Deer Park Academy. And your call is very important to us. To report your child absent, please press 1. To hear about today's interesting schedule, press 2.
And to speak to someone human...
To talk to the school receptionist, press 3.
Hello.
Can you give me my lunch basket? Miss, can you give me my lunch basket?
Sorry, could you get the phone?
Please go to student services.
Deer Park reception, good morning. Sorry, this is reception. Sorry, hello?
Can I speak to the headmaster, please? Martin Passmore? Yeah, it's Jeff Cathcart.
Sorry, I can't quite...
Jeffrey Cathcart.
Sir, hello?
Jeffrey, hi, good morning.
I'll do it.
What?
I've made up my mind. Thank you, Martin. Yes.
School Drama by Andy Mulligan.
Gail, hi, where are you?
Hello, I'm local.
I'm in drama now, can you... Hey, careful, and blazer, please. Can we meet at 4?
Yeah, I would.
I'll tell her now, but it's yes, he's adamant and excited. Everybody, sorry to interrupt. How's
right,
it? We're good. How's it going, Michelle?
Are you in trouble, miss?
Yes, thank you. That's enough, please. Don't touch that.
Yeah, Michelle, sorry.
Robbie?
Hey, stop that, please. I need a very quick word, sorry.
Oh, right. Take a 5-minute break, please, guys. Nobody leaves. Put the piano lid down, please, Amir. Thank you.
Looking good.
Oh, it's the younger ones. They're out of control. Peter hasn't turned up,
He's phoned in sick, apparently.
Again?
I'm not sure he'll be back this term, which means I...
We cancel, Martin. The Shakespeare can't happen.
Ah, no.
We have to. We pull out of the competition now.
I don't want to do that. Roger's...
I know what Roger wants, but we can't do a musical and a Shakespeare.
You can't? No.
Who, then?
I've found someone.
Who?
Come up to the office after the rehearsal. I've got Gail on it, honestly.
Please. Where's Maya?
Well, how much will he cost?
Not a lot.
How come?
He hasn't asked about money yet. What he wants is to give something back, which is...
Where's the kettle gone?
What?
I'm serious. It was there on the tray. If someone...
Electrical items test.
Oh. Well, let's hope it passes. Come in. Michelle, hi.
All right, lovely.
I'm fine.
You don't look it. Are they getting you down, sweetheart?
I can offer you bottled water and or a... Well, that's it, really.
Hello, it's Derek. It's just me.
Oh, I'm just leaving the head. Peter, we're on our way.
Thanks, I'll call you later.
We can't do any more projects, Martin. I'm up to here with it. We're barely coping as it is.
Wait a second. Watch this.
What?
Geoffrey Cathcart. Do you remember that name?
No.
He was in that TV series, Breakout.
Breakout?
Yeah, they ended up not really... It disappeared.
With respect, sir, the prison's overcrowded as it is. Now, look here, Patrick. I'm not standing for any more insubordination.
Oh, God. He did the Argos commercial, yeah. Local
I'm
chap.
I'm sick to death of bleeding heart liberals. And I'm sick to
lives
death...
Lives locally, does he?
...individuals yeah. who are personally ambitious, who masquerade as
bit of a,
men of the people.
Bit of a Shakespeare
you've
fiend, apparently.
You've been trying to undermine me ever since you got here, Patrick. I've got your number. I don't think there's any need for that, sir. Are you married, Patrick?
Roger met his agent.
Yes, I am, sir. But happily married, I...
Or someone.
Oh. Out of work?
Well, he jumped at it, really keen.
To do what?
He'll take on our production. He'll direct it. He knows the play.
And has he worked with kids?
I don't believe so, but I get the impression he's looking for something new.
And how old is he?
Late 40s. So you manage him with Gail, Roger's happy and...
I don't know.
It's full steam ahead. It'll be a breath of fresh air.
Hello.
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 Hi there. It's Jeff.
Ah.
Hello.
Yes, one minute. Thank you.
Close it. Can you close it?
Oh, sorry. Yep. Sorry.
Oh, sorry about that, Mr. Cathcart. It's a new system.
Don't worry.
Jeff!
Hi there. I'm Gail. I'm very, very pleased to meet you. Now, everyone's ready.
IDs first, miss?
Yes, of course. Martin told you.
I was warned. Yes, it's all here.
This is Zoe.
Is that?
Hi. It's freshly forged.
So that's for you, sir.
Oh. Ooh, what's that?
That's your copy.
Do I need a copy?
Don't you? Oh, no, you need the original.
Right. Good. Can you wear this at all times, sir?
Sure.
Are we sorted here, lovelies?
That's my gas bill,
isn't it? That's your gas bill. But it's a different address.
We're cutting it fine. We collapsed the timetable for this. Angel, we're on our way.
Yeah, no, it's
Derek. Right.
Can you pass us through, Sandra? I'll bring him straight back.
That's his bank statement. That's his passport.
Can you pass us through, Sandra?
Ooh. Oh.
Sorry. It's very sensitive.
They're putting in the biometrics, but staff have these cards to swipe. Now, Michelle set the auditions up.
Great.
She loves her drama, does Michelle? But come on, everyone. Phones off. School started.
Oh, sorry. It's actually mine.
Are you doing the Shakespeare, sir?
Yes, I hope so.
Can you tie your hair back, please, Naya?
They're so keen, but... Oopsie! Aspiration. You see, that's on every blazer.
Like a motto. I said to Martin, your headmaster, if you aspire...
Daniela, can you pick that up for me?
But, miss, I didn't drop it.
No, I know you didn't, but it's right by you.
Are you calling me gay? Is that what you're saying?
You said
am I gay? What's wrong with that?
We can cut through here. Little shortcut, beat the rush.
Very secure.
It has to be. Jonathan, you shouldn't be here, love.
I'm late for tutor group.
Well, get up earlier.
So, Gail, are you drama too?
Oh, my life's drama. I'm deputy head pastoral. I've just taken over. Blazer carring.
We're turning a tanker here, Jeff, out of the woods, and Roger's keen for us to get beacon status as...
And Roger, sorry?
He's our sponsor. You'll meet him soon.
Right.
Made a fortune in frozen food, and this festival...
This is the hall, then?
Very important to him. It's culture.
Your voice is down.
Right, we've got 10 minutes, Jeff, and then it's healthy eating and house points.
Sorry, am I speaking? I'm here for a meeting. No one has said anything about an assembly.
Oh.
There's hundreds of them.
Michelle, didn't you tell him?
Tell him what?
Assembly.
I'm head of department, Gail. I'm not Martin's secretary.
Look, listen, I haven't prepared anything. I mean, what do I say?
Hi. Good morning.
Hey! No! Come on, give me that.
Sorry, I know you're busy.
Turn it off.
Itching to get back to your studies, no doubt. So, thank you for coming to, what is this? Is it a full school assembly?
Get on with it!
Yes, I think I will. That's not bad advice, is it? Actually, what I have to say will take less than 1 minute, so why am I wasting the daylight? We stand together, ladies and gentlemen, or sit, at the foot of a mountain. I need, metaphorically speaking, I need explorers. Actors, in fact, because we're putting on a play, and...
Which one? Which one?
Well, no, that's a good question, sir. Stand up a second, please. Yes, you're possibly just the kind of bold student I need. What's your name?
Louis.
So, let's cut to the chase, Louis. The play we're doing is one you undoubtedly know because it's one of the most famous on Earth. It's one of the most dangerous, too. Children your age shouldn't be allowed to read it, let alone perform it, because it's all about violence, love, death, and ultimately suicide. Two young lovers, radicalized by desire, driven half mad, and determined that their love should thrive in a world full of hatred and despair. Romeo and Juliet. Heard of it? Yes. Is anybody here in love? Yes? No? Stand up if you're in love. Or if you know what love is. Because I need lovers. I need actors. Shakespeare isn't easy, my friends. But listen, please. Oh, my God. If you fall into his arms, he'll hold you for the rest of your life. Poetry to keep you sane. Poetry to protect you. Auditions are when, Michelle? Next week. The lists are up, and I need you all one thing. I don't want lazy quitters. I warn you now, the road is hard and the road is long. What I need, shush, are warriors ready to buckle on their armour and raise the sword of drama. Are you brave enough? We have only 6 weeks, so on your feet if you're up for a challenge.
The clock struck 9 when I did send the nurse. In half an hour she did promise.
But soft,
to return perhaps.
What light through yonder window breaks?
But soft.
But soft.
What light through...
But soft.
Yonder window...
What light through yonder
but
window...
But soft.
Breaks.
But soft. What light you...
But soft, what light through yonder window breaks?
It is the Eastern Juliet.
Is the sun.
The clock struck nine when I did send the nurse.
Is the sun.
Is the sun. Is the sun.
Is that right?
In half an hour she did promise. To return, perhaps. Sorry.
That's lovely, Erica.
Yes, it is, yeah. Yeah. Michelle, I just wonder, can we loosen things up a bit?
No, Jeff, it's best if they read. Okay, who's next?
But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun.
That's very good, Ben.
That's good.
Here's your Romeo.
Yeah, possibly. Where are the others?
Well, there's a lot in Oliver.
Uh-huh.
Hang on, guys. I've got to take this, Jeff. This is relevant.
Okay, don't worry.
Yeah.
That's Michelle Eastman, is it?
Yes, speaking.
It's Noel from the Festival Committee.
Oh, hi. Yes, speaking. Hi.
I've got your application here, and you're not actually on our database.
Oh.
Deer Park Academy, I can't find it.
We should be.
You. What's your name?
Naya.
Okay, stand up, Naya.
But I'm in the other rubbish. I'm playing a bloody orphan. But I want to do this. So do loads of people.
Okay, well, that's good to hear, Naya. Now, listen, everyone, we're going to do things a bit differently now. Everyone stand up. Quickly. Stand up, stand up, stand up. We're in the space. I want you to spread out a bit. And I want you to run all around the space in different directions. Imagine your atoms rushing around.
Oh, sorry.
There's a panic. Imagine it's the end of the world and no one knows what to do or where to go. There's a meteor about to hit the Earth and you've got to get home. Run, run, run.
Oh, right. Well, what was the old name?
Bishop Ulrich Secondary, but we've changed. We've a sponsor now.
Thought you'd closed down after that,
No, we're out of special measures. Still here, struggling on.
You see, the thing is, we have to make a visit. We have to see two scenes in rehearsal. That's how we judge who goes forward. Do you follow me?
Can I call you back?
You really haven't got long, so if this is your first try...
I'll have to call you back now.
I don't want you wasting time.
Thank you, bye.
Pick up your scripts, turn to page 12.
What's going on?
Just warming them up, loosening up.
Naya!
They're great.
You shouldn't be here, you can't be in two productions.
Oh, come on, miss.
This isn't on, Jeff.
Is this the audition? Hey, Naya.
Charlie, what the hell are you doing? Out, now, please. Both of you. All of you.
We want to audition.
We've put our names down.
No, you don't. Why are you here?
You what?
Are you stalking me, Charlie? Because if you are...
I love drama. You know we do.
Guys, please.
Jeff, I've chosen the company.
That's not fair.
We're warriors, sir. We want to climb the mountain. Oh, all of
yeah,
us.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's wrong with that? Okay. Let's put them to the test. What's your name?
Charlie Hutton.
Charlie. Okay, Charlie. Come on. Step out.
What?
Listen, you're a lover. You're mad with passion, but you're rejected. Yes, and laughed at, you see, misunderstood. You never give up, though, so now's your chance.
Yes.
So, Charlie, improvise.
Huh?
Go on, just say what you feel.
Nah, that's right.
Oh, God.
Okay, look, I'm going to help you. I'm going to give you a prop. There's a letter she gave you last night.
This is your letter.
What?
Your letter says goodbye, but I don't believe you mean it. That's not what's in your heart, Naya.
Charlie, I'm engaged.
Our hearts were beating in time, weren't they? You said so yourself. You said it last night.
What?
You can hide, but I will find you. The way the river finds the sea. Because look up.
Where?
Look up, angel. You see those stars? That's you and me, connected in the heavens. Don't turn away.
How can I trust you?
Take the chance. Hold me. I need you.
Astonishing. They're perfect. With Erica as the nurse, Ryan could be Benvolio.
Naya's in Oliver.
Ah, what does she play?
She's orphan number six, plus...
How much, sorry? She's a natural, so I'd... And a coffee, please.
We don't take cash, sir. You use your pass.
Oh, right. Anyway, look, I need the best. And with Charlie...
Come on, Jeff, he's never acted before.
I don't care.
Family issues, too, what, both of them?
Just like the Capulets. Families always have issues. What's the problem? Why won't it...
Oh, you're D3, I'm afraid.
What?
You have to be supervised, so...
No, he's with me.
He can't have food, miss, unless you authorise it.
Authorise?
Pay for it.
Sure, yeah, just use mine.
Pick them up. That's always kind of dangerous. But
no credit.
What?
Oh, forget it, honestly.
Lined up the more experienced actors, Ben, for example, mm-hmm. because they're representing the school.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, where are the biscuits? Jeff's card isn't working, so...
Can I just... Sorry, that's my mug.
One digestive left, by the look of that.
This has to be real, yes, and that means finding kids who can take risks.
Charlie Hutton.
Oh, God, what's he done?
Acting in Shakespeare. Can you see that?
He's bright enough. Yeah. This
what?
Well, he was suspended for one thing last term.
Why?
We had a drugs problem, and he was in with a very bad crowd. This school is a kind of tanker, all right?
Okay. Michelle?
We are turning it.
Right.
Building trust.
Michelle, if you're not doing Oliver anymore, can I use a dance studio on Tuesday lunchtimes?
What do you mean?
Sorry, Sally, is that my milk?
For my Keep Fit Club. If Oliver's off, I can move my lot.
Why is Oliver off? Why is Oliver off?
Yeah, it's up on the website. Oliver's postponed because of the Shakespeare thing.
Okay. Didn't you know? Oh.
Look, sit down for a moment.
I don't need to sit down. I'm supposed to be on cover, but I have never been so humiliated.
No, no.
Take a deep breath, love. It's my fault.
I'm head of creative arts.
Michelle, you said it wasn't working.
I thought Martin had spoken to you.
Oh, why would anyone do that?
It was Roger's suggestion, actually. He was in last week and he wants us to focus on the competition.
Which means you and Jeff working together.
You share the direction.
He doesn't listen, though.
Sorry. Zoe, I'm with SMT.
When's this adjudicator coming in? Because if we can qualify...
Jeff isn't a teacher, Martin.
That should have all been done ages ago.
He's given them all his phone number, for one thing. They text him.
Well, that's not appropriate.
Four-letter words. Is that appropriate?
Yes. All right, lovely.
He films them.
What we need is a bit of teamwork, isn't it? We can aspire to that, can't we?
I'll speak to him now. All right, lovely.
I've got to take this, sorry. Roger, hi. How are you? No, just talking about it. It's looking good.
So this is a set, is it? When's this for?
Well, the main platform, ideally in a couple of weeks. The flooring would...
You're joking.
No. The head told me this was a priority.
Well, whose
now.
Priority?
Oh, Mr. Shaw, can I use a bandsaw?
What, you can't help?
Where's the money coming from? You want this designed as well, because those aren't working drawings. Where's your cross-section? Use number three, Joe. Speak to Dougie. Have you done this before?
Done what?
Twice.
Well, go on then. I'll be over in a sec. Look, this is a big project. Wouldn't you be better off just using what we've got?
Well, actually, I've looked in the store. There was a fire, I think.
Now, talk to the bursar, I would.
I have done, and he...
Or parents, that's the other way.
Hello? Tom?
The Rotarians, Hi. They're pretty good. They had some boxes, I think, for some pantomime.
I'm just moving somewhere quieter. So, I was thinking just a small ensemble, probably percussion-based.
Excuse me, class, we are trying to talk here.
Sorry, what were you saying?
Well, no, sir, I was just thinking just a small ensemble, probably percussion-based.
Oh, percussion?
Yes, if the kids could explore some of those frantic rhythms.
Have a chat with Liz.
Liz?
Well, Liz is a Perry, so in theory she'd have some free time. Or Barry. Barry's our technician in on Tuesdays. It's a space issue as well, of course.
You see, we don't actually have long.
Last year would have been a different story. Excuse me, we are talking here.
I got the basic idea online. And if you use medical tubing, the blood can literally be pumped out wherever you want.
And the blood's what? Ketchup? Is this the right way?
The costume store. Yeah.
It's sugar water with...
Sugar water with food colouring. And you kind of...
You have to darken it.
You use cocoa. So, if I get stabbed...
Benvolio gets cut, Ryan. You don't get stabbed. Look, is there a light in here?
Excuse me, Claire!
Yes, down here!
Use my phone.
Why do they store costumes in a damp basement? Is it locked?
No. The bolt's broken. You have to swivel it. Oh, push!
Oh, God, this is disgusting.
Yeah, there was a flood last term.
Oh, this is hopeless. They're rotting.
Zoe, I found him. Look, you're getting a bit faint. Jeff?
Hi.
Boys? You shouldn't be down here. Who's that?
Ryan, miss.
Caleb.
What's that on your shirt?
We were doing a blood test.
Can you go back to class, please? This is not on, Jeff. Come with me. I'm going to be very direct because that's my nature. Call a spade a shovel. Are you filming the children?
Filming?
Because there's been not a complaint, but let's say questions are being asked. You need parental authorization in writing. It's not my rules, Jeff, obviously, and I know this isn't your world, so to speak.
Look, I track rehearsals, yes? Sorry, missed a call again.
It's to protect you, though, and you do not ever take two youngsters down to a storeroom in the basement.
They were taking me.
You'd be culpable. It's all in the CP folder. Now, listen, what about Charlie Hutton?
What about him?
He's Romeo, isn't he? And, well, his tutor's concerned, as is Michelle. He's a good boy.
Yes, he's brilliant.
But he got a few things seriously wrong last term, and he's got a mentor now, so... Oops! Who's helping him make decisions, and this play... No, we're coming.
He wants to do it.
It's a lot of pressure.
Of course it is. Is that bad?
They're young people, Jeff.
Who thrive on pressure. We've got the judges in tomorrow.
I'm stuck on the orbital, love. Have we reconfigured access? Address, Jeff. Zoe's asking.
What, the document?
How's that, then?
Yeah, I provided copies.
That's right, but the problem, originals is what we need.
Yeah, I'm in temporary accommodation, so, look, my new address is...
Zoe, love,
this.
Can you pull the file, will you? He's in temporary. Why is that, Jeff, if it's not personal?
Look, I don't really...
You have done an enhanced, haven't you?
Who?
And your ID?
Yes, it's in my pocket.
Well, it's best if you wear it. Is that blood?
No, it's Ryan.
You need to wipe it off and clip it on. We're part of the Thwart It, Report It programme, so the kids challenge anyone not wearing... how's Naya, by the way?
Brilliant.
She's a wonder, isn't she? You know about her dad.
She's utterly committed, as is Charlie.
It's confidential, but yes, a lot of hurt. And that friendship with Charlie...
Look, Gail, please. Right now, they are bathing in Shakespeare up to their ears, and they're making it work. Not that we have a set, or costumes, or...
That will happen.
Well, when, Gail? Because the head of art's on a course, the technician's on his own, so he can't climb a bloody ladder. I've had one parent contact me to help, and that's what I need, Gail. I need help. 4 weeks. Yes, it's 4 weeks away.
Thank you.
Yeah, can you open the door, love? I'm here to see that actor chap, Geoffrey Cathcart.
Is that Mr. Norden?
Yeah, can you open the door, love?
Mr. Norden, you know the rules.
What?
Yeah, I'm here to talk about the play.
We can't let you in, Mr. Norden. There's a court order preventing it. Zoe, can you double lock the doors?
Shall I call someone?
Look, I'm not here
to see me kids. I'm here to see Jeff. I'm here to talk about the play. I volunteered to do some building.
It's not possible.
Oh, bollocks. Hang on a minute.
Hi.
Jeff?
Tom Norden.
Jeff, I'm outside. I'm at the gates.
Yeah, hi, Tom. I can't talk at the moment. We're rehearsing. I'm gonna call you back. Okay.
He's by the sports hall.
Has he forgotten?
I doubt it.
Charlie? Yeah, where the hell are you? What are you playing at?
Who's that?
It's the idiot who's trying to put the play together.
I'm sorry, I'm coming now.
Charlie, I'm fighting to keep you in this thing. If you let me down... Guys, can you keep it down just for a minute?
No, I won't let you down, sir.
Give us it.
I'm late. Shit.
Are you smoking, Charlie?
No.
You're smoking, aren't you?
You cannot work and smoke that stuff. Do you understand? It's dope, is it? Are you smoking dope?
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
This is Noel from the festival.
Oh, hello, Jeff.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. Hello.
Follow me, Noel.
Thank you.
Should I go get him?
He's by the sports hall.
Here we are.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Right, are we ready? We're doing the duologue first, then. What's the ensemble piece?
Scene one.
Why don't we do the ensemble piece first?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Well, no. Keep it as it is, please. I'm at the grammar school at 4, so I'm afraid I've...
Okay.
Okay.
Ryan, you might have to read Charlie's lines in just for the first bit.
But where's Charlie?
He's on his way.
What page?
What page is it, Naya?
Page 47.
Page 47.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay! Do you want a script?
No. Thank you.
Coffee? Tea?
No. Honestly. Ready when you are.
Stand by, please. Go.
What's Montague? It is nor hand, nor foot, nor arm,
she's
nor face.
She's a bit quiet at the moment.
Nor any other part belonging to a man.
Michelle, can you just... Play. Thanks.
Oh, be some other name. What's in a name? That which we call a rose. That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet.
You know your lines? I don't know.
So, Romeo,
sorry.
What are you boys doing? Charlie, where have you
Doff
been?
Doff thy name, and for that name which is no part of thee, take all myself.
Go. I take thee at thy word. Call me but love and sweet Juliet. I shall be new baptized.
What man art thou that thus bescreened in night so stumblest on my counsel?
I know not how.
I know not how to tell thee who I am. My name, dear saint, is hateful to myself because it is an enemy to thee.
My ears have not yet drunk 100 words of that tongue's utterance, yet I know the sound. Art thou not Romeo and a Montague?
Neither, fair saint. If either thee dislike.
Right. The ensemble scene. Are you in the round or...
We're not sure yet.
Aren't we? I thought that we...
Where shall I sit?
Just up there, sir. Do you want a hand?
Thank you, young man.
Jeff, are they using real swords?
Stand by, please. We hired them, yes. They're stage swords. Ryan found them.
We're not insured for this. You never told me.
Michelle, can you just...
Risk assessment, Jeff. Have you done one?
Okay. Go.
Do you bite your thumb at me, sir?
No, sir. But I do bite my thumb.
Jeff, that's a knife.
Do you bite your thumb at me, sir?
I see the master eye.
Oh, my God, Jeff!
Get back, Michelle. It's fine.
This is too dangerous. You can't do this.
Gentlemen, no. The prince expressly hath forbid such provocation.
Art thou drawn amongst these heartless hinds?
Tybalt.
Turn thee, Benvolio.
This is ridiculous. What if one of them misses?
I do but keep the peace.
What? Drawn and talk of peace? I hate the word, as I hate hell.
All Montagues and thee.
Wait.
Gail? Gail, we've got problems in the drama room. They're using weapons. They've got actual swords. I'm watching it and I... Oh, God. What's happened? Michelle?
What's wrong?
There's a fight in the drama room. Ryan Matthews, he's bleeding. Gail, he's being cut. Yeah, we're gonna need help. Okay, stop! Stop! Stand back, everyone! I'm here! Shut that drum up! Okay, Ryan, let me see. Can you stand?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Someone put the lights on! Right. Okay. Rehearsal's over, guys. I'd like you to get your things quickly. Get your bags.
Miss.
Jeff, can you call down to the nurse, please?
Michelle. I'm acting, miss.
What do you mean? The blood?
It's fine, Michelle.
Yeah, it's only stage blood, miss.
You see, it's in my pocket.
She thought it was real.
What's happening?
Who's been hurt?
No one's been hurt. I'm going to leave you, Jeff.
Oh, look, I'm sorry, Noel.
No, don't worry.
Wait. Noel, please. That was chaos. I know it. They're better than that.
It was fine.
Is he leaving?
No, 5 minutes. We can show you the end of the scene. We'll set up again and you can see it properly.
I can't. I don't need to. Look, I have to be at the grammar. I'm sorry. I'm running late.
That's it.
He's walked out. What a surprise, eh? What a waste of bloody time. All because
Missy... You can't judge us on that.
You can't go after him. Leave it. It's over, Charlie. It's over.
All that work for nothing.
There was blood everywhere. Well, I thought he'd been stabbed.
Well, he hadn't.
It was totally out of control.
Was it? There was only one person out of control that I saw, and that was you. Everyone else knew exactly what they were doing.
Jeff, in fairness, Michelle has a responsibility.
Did anybody get hurt? And thanks to you, we're out of the festival.
We don't know that.
What I saw was dangerous.
Shakespeare is dangerous. Get used to it. You said you wanted Romeo and Juliet. You asked for a play about violence and suicide, about children who reject the wisdom of their parents and the rules of the age.
Well, that's because it's on the syllabus.
Well, you don't teach it. Do you realise that?
It's taught in Year 9 and at GCSE.
No, it's not. An edited version is taught. You can scour the shelves and you will not find a copy of the text in this school. Because you teach a handful of scenes and use some dumb translation in case the kids are too thick for the original. You tell them what to think and what to write down, and that is their experience of Shakespeare. Do, Oliver. Resurrect that, because that's what you feel safe with.
Now, Jeff...
And that's another text that's been disemboweled, by the way.
When Dickens wrote that book, he didn't put songs into it. It was a cry from the heart. It was about poverty and prostitution and child abuse and hypocrisy. Institutions that needed to be torn down, their leaders sacked or stoned out of the city. And how has it become pretty little orphans mincing around in flat caps and braces? It's obscene, but you guys, you love it. Parents love it. I don't actually understand why this school is so frightened of education. You spend more money on security systems than you do on books. You're living in fear. Aspiration. You aspire to nothing, really. Just safe mediocrity. And Christ, if my children had come to some school like this...
Were they educated privately?
Who?
Your children.
Yes.
Ah. Yeah. You see, we look after children whose parents don't have £30,000 to spare. We look after some of those parents, too, who want to know their children are safe. They don't trust institutions, and sometimes...
I don't trust this one. We have responsibilities here that you cannot conceive. You're scared. OK, I think we have to leave it there, don't we? We're not going to agree, and if it's all over, well, we should... This little play. It's just a silly play. But it could have been so good. And the children in it were having the time of their lives. They were being taken seriously. And pushed. And criticised and disciplined. But... so be it.
But you're not a teacher, Jeff.
No, and I never could be.
Excuse me, I'd better...
What do I need to work here? A degree in jargon?
Martin Passmore? Hello.
Oh, and a health and safety certificate,
right.
And...
No, I'm in a meeting.
And a bloody lobotomy.
Yes. Hold on, Jeff. Really? Well, yes, I thought so too. I'm glad, but we all rather assumed... Yes, of course. Jeff, here. Well, yes, that's a surprise, but thank you. I'll make sure he calls you, and I'll tell the children, obviously. Yes. Bye. That was Noel, the festival chap. We're through. It was the best Shakespeare he'd seen in years, so, we're in.
So get out. Come on, where's your jacket? Get your jacket on and get out of here. You know the rules. Yeah, and I heard that.
Will you go put something on?
Wait, get your hands off me. Don't touch me.
Come on, let's go and get him.
Don't touch him. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Come on, then, let's go. Let's take us outside. Like, disrespect.
What about?
In episode 1 of School Drama by Andy Mulligan, Jeff was played by Tom Hollander. Michelle, Sean Gibson, the headmaster, Tony Gardner, Gail, Heather Craney, the festival administrator, Vincent Ibrahim, Tom, Rob Jarvis, Charlie, Divian Ladwa, Naya, Rebecca Emerton, Ryan, Finn Elliott, Ben, Rob Merriam, Louis, Rory Greenwood, the school secretary, Susie Baxter, and Zoe by Floss Wilcox. Music was by John Owen and Steve Bond. School Drama was recorded with students at Portsmouth Grammar School. It is produced by Emma Hearn and directed by John Dryden, and is a Goldhawk production for BBC Radio 4.
And School Drama continues tomorrow at the same time, or you can listen to the next episode right now on the BBC Radio 4 website. In a couple of minutes, it's Moneybox Live, hearing your views on helping with student fees or stumping up a house deposit from the bank of mum and dad.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. The Queen has set out the government's agenda for the year ahead in a speech overshadowed by the ongoing row within the Conservative Party over the EU referendum. The 21 bills include major changes to the prison system in England and Wales, along with plans to speed up the adoption process. But the leading Leave campaigner, Ian Duncan Smith, accused David Cameron of abandoning key commitments in pursuit of victory in the referendum in June. The Paymaster General, the Conservative MP Matthew Hancock, insisted it was a bold programme full of social reforms.
This is a Queen's speech that is packed full of a One Nation agenda to drive forward the manifesto that we were elected on. On the Bill of Rights, work is ongoing, and that was mentioned in the speech. And then on sovereignty, we're about to have the biggest act of sovereignty in a long time, which is the sovereign decision of this country as to whether we should stay in or leave the European Union.
The Nigerian army has confirmed that one of the Chibok schoolgirls kidnapped by the insurgent group Boko Haram has been found, the first to be rescued in 2 years. More than 200 girls were kidnapped by militants from a boarding school in the northeast of the country in 2014. The World Health Organization has warned that the Zika virus, which has been linked to birth defects, is likely to spread to parts of Europe this summer. It says 18 countries are at moderate risk if they don't take any action against the mosquito-borne disease. The Independent Police Complaints Commission is to investigate Gloucestershire Police over the collapse of a trial of four men accused of the gang rape of a woman at a university summer ball. The IPCC said issues had been raised concerning how the force investigated the alleged attack at the Royal Agricultural University in Cirencester. The Japanese carmaker Suzuki has admitted that its fuel efficiency and emission tests have fallen short of regulations. It's denied cheating, but the company's shares have fallen by more than 10%. BBC News.
In half an hour, in All in the Mind, Claudia Hammond will examine the surprisingly high suicide rate within the veterinary profession and hear of a new trial to understand how we'll react to driverless cars on the road. Before that, Moneybox Live with Ruth Alexander.
Hello. Student finance, personal loans, business loans, it's all on offer at the bank of mum and dad and gran and grandad. But at what cost? A survey out today from Experian reported that a third of respondents said that requests for help were putting their own finances under pressure. We'd love to hear your experiences of lending money to your children or grandchildren, why you've done it or not done it, how you calculated what you could afford, how you did or didn't negotiate repayments, and whether it's in any way affected your family relationships. If you have lessons from lending to loved ones that you can share, do call Moneybox Live now on 03 700 100 444. With me today to discuss the Bank of Mum and Dad are Sarana Vieru from the National Union of Students and Angus Hanton from the think tank, the Intergenerational Foundation. Sarana, first of all, the student loan system, which began in 2012, will leave graduates with a debt of around